Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. Today, Stephen will talk about how some students think that evidence is no big deal, but he's here to tell you it's a beast. Don't freak out, but just prepare the right way.
Whenever you take evidence, just know it's a different kind of beast than the other subjects, just because it's the only subject that has all these issues you have to write. And there's no place for you to draw your transferable skills from. So you can't say, well, you know, I took torts, I took contracts, I'll be fine for the evidence final. No, you won't. There's no transferable skills for that. So really, to put a fine point on it, imagine if you could issue Spock the 20 issues, but you didn't do the boilerplate, so you're not used to writing those 20 issues in half an hour. So what happens? You have 20 issues outlined, but you can only write up 8 of them. Well, that's a tragedy, right? So if there's 20 issues, you only outline 7 of them, and you write 7 of them, you get a really bad grade, but, you know, but that's a you problem. But if you can outline the 20 issues, but you can only write up 7 of them, that's a tragedy. Because you actually had the answer, you just couldn't develop it fast enough. The evidence boilerplate is the only solution for that. And in fact, I actually did a teach the teacher session many years ago, and I presented the evidence boilerplate to show them the types of things I was teaching the students in the class. So the evidence professor gets up, he's just gobsmacked. I mean, he just couldn't believe someone had a solution to this challenging problem. So he asked a couple questions. He fully understood it. Goes back to class, and he says, if you don't use Professor Harris's evidence boilerplate, you are embracing failure. And, I mean, it was dramatic. It was draconian. But he was right.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Over the Bar. We hope that you found this episode interesting, and if you did, be sure to rate and subscribe. Remember, prep is key when it comes to these exams. Don't get caught up in memorizing and instead utilize Stephen's tidbits of information found here and on his website, calweaselbartutorial.com.